The Guardian.
It's been a long and winding road. They came together, but decided we can't work it out. So, yesterday, the Paul McCartney-Heather Mills divorce was settled. Paul McCartney isn't commenting, but his former wife did, speaking to the media for more than 10 minutes outside the High Court and appeared to criticise the judge in the case.
He also said that Paul is only worth 400 million, and that is what he said he believes him to be worth. Everybody knows he's been worth 800 for the last 15 years. The only reason I'm appealing the judgment is because the judgment involves private, secure matters of my daughter, where she goes to school. Beatrice only gets £35,000 a year, and so she obviously is meant to travel B class while her father travels A class, but obviously I will pay for that.
Now, Claire Dyer is The Guardian's legal editor. Claire, what's your verdict on this ruling?
I was not surprised by the amount she got. First of all, I knew he wasn't worth 800 million because a source close to the case told me he wasn't. But this source told me he was worth 200 million, and it turns out he's actually worth 400. It was such a short marriage. I knew it wasn't going to be a record. The record was 48 million from total assets of 131 million. But that was a case where the couple had got married with nothing at all, and they lived together for 28 years. Whereas Heather met Paul when he'd already built up his wealth. You know, it lasted less than 4 years.
Well, at £24 million, she says she's very, very pleased about it, though.
Yes, she is, because, of course, he offered her a lot less. Mind you, she had asked for £125 million, but he offered her £15.8 million.
We weren't sure whether we were going to hear the outcome of this.
No, we weren't, because the judge had said he was going to hear arguments from the parties about whether the judgment should be made public or any part of the judgment. And I think we assumed that if either of them, you know, said don't make it public, he wouldn't. But he did decide to make the full judgment public. Now, Heather has appealed or is going to appeal against that. But in the meantime, he has decided, against her will, to make a summary public. It's very, very unusual in these cases because they're all heard behind closed doors and the judge delivers the judgment behind closed doors. And you never get to know anything more unless one side appeals. It's a quirk of the system that once the case gets into the appeal court, it's all public.
Okay, so what kind of other issues does this case throw up? Will it make any difference if normal people, let's say, were to go through the divorce courts?
It's not going to have any impact, really, because so few people are in this category. With normal people, it's quite a stretch to make the assets go round, and so they will look at the needs of the parties and try to provide them both with a home and try as far as possible so that they have equal living standards. But often, you know, with children, it means the person who's mostly looking after the children will have to have the home. And so, you know, you're not worried about what percentage of the assets you get.
So it's not all over yet. Heather Mills is appealing. On what grounds and why is she doing that?
Well, she's not appealing against the judgment. She's appealing against the decision to make it public. She says she doesn't want details about herself and her daughter to come out in public. Now, the judgment will, which nobody has seen except the parties, will be quite lengthy. These judgments are always very lengthy, with loads and loads of detail. And she doesn't want that detail to come into the public domain. She seems to want to have things, although she wants to talk about the marriage, she wants to have it on her terms.
What will the legal profession make of all this case now that it's more or less over?
I think they won't make much of it from the point of view of precedence for other cases. But I think the fact that, it certainly will incline more people to do prenups, and they'll be advising clients that they should do that, is one lesson they'll learn from it. And I suppose the other thing is that you can't guarantee that it'll all be kept under wraps, even though you're going into court behind closed doors. You know, if you are a well-known person and if you've been talking about the case, as Heather Mills has, the judge might just decide to make it public.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.